So, yes, I'm Suchimani, and I'm here to communicate a little about the International Council meeting. Am I speaking loudly enough? Good. Wave to me if I don't. Yes, so, as Tara Vandana said, I could fill an hour, I could fill a couple of hours, but there's 15 minutes, which actually is quite good, because it means I've got to be quite creative about what I do with the time. So, the home, in terms of cyberspace, of the International Council is thebuddhistcentre.com. So during this last week, if you're part of the Order Information Service, you'll have had an email giving you a link to that. And on thebuddhistcentre.com, you'll find all sorts of really helpful information about the International Council. So while we were there, Chandra Dasa worked really, really hard on doing lots and lots of little audio booths and lots of videos. And he did these every day, and they're all posted on thebuddhistcentre.com. So you can have a little listen and a look at those. And they give you quite a feel, I think, of what it was like. And then recently, in the last week or so, Dharmarati and Vidyatara, and I'm guessing some more people, have worked on producing a couple of booklets which give you a day-by-day account of the last meeting and a summary. And they've worked really well on these. I think they're really beautifully produced. So do have a little look at those. I've printed them out and I've put them on the notice board here. And I've noticed people have been looking at them. So they're very, very easily to read. So that's that. But the reason I wanted to talk to you is I wanted to speak a bit more personally. So I'm part of the International Council in relation to the order strand, and in particular to the Dharmacharinis in UK and Ireland. So that's all of you present. That's who I'm there for. And of course, there's many more of us. Ideally, I thought I'd love to come back from the meeting and meet up with all of you individually or in your chapters. I'd be very happy to do that. But at the moment, I think there's something like 366 of you. And on Monday, there'll be even more. So the limitations of my time mean I can't do that. So I thought that this might be a way of me trying to build a bit of a connection and relationship. And I thought I'd say a little bit about the meeting in terms of the theme that we've had this weekend, Kalyan Mitrata and Sangraha Vastus. So we came together from all around the world, people from India, South Pacific, America, Mexico, mainland Europe and UK. And we're a very, very diverse bunch. So I think socially and culturally, I have a very different life from some of my brothers in India. But also in terms of how many order members are in each area and how far you have to travel to be in a chapter or how far you have to travel to go on an event like this. I think it's very different from me to one of my sisters in America, for example. So there's this huge diversity between us. But also, my experience of being there was a huge amount of unity. I think we were able to work together very, very easily. There was a lot of cooperation between us. One of our guiding principles in terms of meeting as a council is Kalyana Mitrata. And it was very obvious to me that that's what people were relating to each other on the basis of. The communication was very good. It was very kindly, and very little of it jarred on me. I think you notice, don't you, when something's not quite right, it jars. And there was very, very little of that. And we really tried hard to listen very deeply to each other and each other's experiences. The other thing that felt very unifying were the topics that we brought to explore, so areas of interest for us, areas of concern for us. And they were very, very similar. So we had three main topics which we all engaged in as a council. One of them was leadership in transition. So we're in this period of transition. We're moving towards being an order and a movement where our founder is no longer alive. And that will be different for us. And I think Bhante has been exemplary in trying to set things up so that that is as easy as it can be for us. But we explored this quite a lot in the council. And we did an exercise where we all stood in a corridor and we were asked a question. And it was something like, how confident do you personally feel about helping or supporting the movement and the order during this period of transition? So you thought about that and you stood somewhere on the scale from 0 to 10. So 0 was if you had completely no confidence at all. I don't think anybody stood there. And 10 was if you were completely confident about you personally. So we all sort of shuffled around. Most people, I think, were around 6 or 7. And then we were asked, several people, why had they chosen to stand there? And people said very similar things, which was they were willing to do whatever they could. So their energy was there. And in terms of willingness, they were number 10. But in terms of their own limitations, they were much further down. People could feel their own ethical limitations, their own lack of wisdom, and just generally where the practice was. So I thought that was quite interesting. That's that real sort of koan that Singha Sri mentioned in her talk about looking at where you actually are in your practice and that unfolding process and where your potential is. So that was quite interesting. And then we were asked the question again, but slightly differently this time. We were asked how confident we felt about the council helping and supporting this period of transition. And something quite significant happened. There was this sort of physical movement towards number 10. So we didn't all end up there, but there was a definite shift. And I thought, oh yes, of course, it's very obvious really. Our order is a network of friendships. That's what we're building here. So that's how we will work well together. And that's where our confidence and strength will come from. So that, for me, gave me a lot of confidence. Just checking the time. Okay. So the other two areas that we explored were intensity of practice in collective situations and ethics, which started off as two sort of separate areas, but as we explored them it became more and more obvious that they were connected. So following the meeting we had in February, those of us in the order strand have had a Skype meeting from around the world, and somebody said that they thought what connected these two was Kalyana Mitrata. And I think that's really true. There's something about how do we engage and explore our own ethical practice, and how do we engage and explore the ethical practice of our friends. And I think I've really felt we've explored some of that this weekend. How do we speak to our friends? How do we take the risk and mention things? And how do we do that with a heart full of love, actually, and not a sort of wagging finger? So I think there's something about that's a real practice, and if we can do that, if we can engage in that way, well, of course, that will lead to much more intense practice between us. That will lead to a lot more depth between us. So it seems quite obvious that they're sort of related, and they flow from one to the other. So apart from discussions, we also did quite a lot of other things. We meditated together every morning. And I think that makes quite a big difference to me. There's something about communicating with people verbally and then sitting and meditating. I think creates quite a depth between you. And we did pujas. And we were hosted by Nagaloka, which was fantastic, actually. They were very, very good hosts, and it was very, very inspiring to be there. So Nalgaloka is on the outskirts of Nagpur, and Nagpur is where Dr. Ambedkar converted to Buddhism and where the mass conversions happened. So we went to visit the place where that happened. And Nalgaloka has been set up to have young students come from their local villages, learn about the Dharma, and then take it back. So it's very inspiring to be around them, and they were all there. And they really appreciated us being there. So the girls would, every day, make us these most beautiful flower decorations in the shrine room. So we'd go in to do a puja, and every time there was this completely different, very intricate flower decoration. And it felt like a real devotion, actually. So it was lovely to be around that. Lovely to visit the site where Dr. Ambedkar had converted and see where Bhante had carried on the work of Dr. Ambedkar, where he'd given many talks. So it was very inspiring to be in that situation. So what I wanted to do, apart from sort of make a personal connection for you to really see, it's me, I go to the meeting and I go in relation to all of you, I also wanted to invite you or encourage you to go back home and maybe start some of these conversations and discussions around what does it look like to intensify our practice? What is it like to come together collectively? How do we engage in the ethical practice of ourselves and our brothers and sisters in the order? So I just really encourage you to have those conversations in your chapter with your friends. But I wanted to end, got a couple of minutes left. So I wanted to end saying a little bit about my personal experience of the meeting, which was very, very positive. In many ways, I thought, I'm not sure I'm the best person to go to the meeting. I think I have to work a bit with self-doubt. But what I do have is quite a lot of energy and enthusiasm, which I can bring, and an absolute love of the order. I love being in the order. So I felt very engaged, and I feel very happy to carry on with this. And I don't feel on my own, actually. It's quite interesting, because I'm sort of sitting here on my own. But actually, I work in the UK with a group of regional order conveners who are fantastic. I think we're doing a really good job at connecting a bit more strongly, really getting to know each other and really learning how to work together. So I feel incredibly fortunate that I have the opportunity to be part of that network. And I feel incredibly grateful that I have the opportunity to go to the council meeting and put the energy and love of the order that I have somewhere.